This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, just about a month away now from Election Day, the 8th of April this year. It's going to be a key day, of course, for local mayoral elections. And obviously the ones that are near and dear to our heart are the school board elections that are happening. And we just recently had a story in the news about school board signs being stolen. Three different police agencies are investigating that right now out in St. Charles County in the Francis Howell School District. We have Ashley Sturm in studio with us right now, who's running along with Randy Cook for two of the positions in Francis Howell. Welcome in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me in.
Well, it's good to have you in. I guess, first of all, any update on this investigation about the disappearing signs?
You know, I think we had one extra stolen. So, you know, these are our largest signs, 8x4, 4x4s. We're talking a few hundred dollars being stolen. But no, I mean, what we do know, and ignore the social media fodder, no, the cities and the municipalities did not take them down. Our largest one, zip ties were left cut on the ground as KMOV covered. The likelihood that we will find these people, we can't speak to that because it's a current ongoing investigation. Yeah. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to mess anything up. But what I will tell you is, as of this morning, the group, we've already started just moving forward. Like, we're looking to our supporters to say, hey, let's replace these signs. So, you know, I seriously doubt, as I kind of told KMOV, there's zero chance that our supporters are going to kind of cower to intimidation tactics.
Yeah.
Well, it's clear that it's not like these signs were put in a place where they're not allowed. Like you said,
no.
It's not like the city went in there and removed them. And then in some cases, your opponents, their signs that were right next to yours
still
were
standing.
Left. And so, yeah, it's just very obvious that someone went in there probably just angry that you guys are even running, right? Don't support your views and just clipped them.
Yeah, the remainder were actually on private property with permission. So,
okay.
Oh, well. Yeah.
All right. So
all above board.
That's behind us, other than the irritation of it and the fact that these things cost money and campaigns cost money. I mean, obviously, you're asking donors to step up. Is there a place they can go specifically to support you, Ashley?
Yeah. So I am on votesturm.com. That's the easiest way. Careful with the keyboard strokes. It feels like strum. It's S-T-U-R. Oh. That happens a lot. I've missed several emails. Apologies to those who have misspelled that, but it's votesturm.com, and everything is there on my website.
Very good. Well, if you can help out, that would be fantastic. So tell me, it's a big step to throw your name in the hat. I know that. I did it myself a few years ago for a city council position. What motivated you to get involved in Francis Howell?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, I have three kiddos in the district. So they are all in Daniel Boone Elementary, which, by the way, phenomenal school, has been just the best experience. But my husband and I, we chose Francis Howell very deliberately. We picked out a plot of land, we built our house, we moved there to be in that school district because I have a lot of teacher friends and they were like, no, you have to be in Francis Howell. That's where I want to work. That's where I advise you to go. I have kids. That's where you should head. And so we made that very deliberate choice. And so when the opportunity arose to really consider running for school board, it seemed like a no-brainer. I mean, I've got 12 years to go. And you want, I mean, completely selfish, I want to see the school district do really well, not just for my kids, but for the community as a whole, because it means a lot. My husband is a real estate investor, and that's one of the first things people look at. You know, it matters where people want to take their kids. It matters when people want to sell their homes. It is a cyclical economy in that way, and you have to have a strong school district.
What are some of the biggest concerns you have right now with what's been happening in the district?
So the main thing, and I have several different things that I'm really honed in on and really focused on. The top one is fiscal responsibility, right? So we have really begun to right the ship in the last number of years, but I don't know that the community feels that. I mean, so truthfully, how in tune is the community to the school board?
Right.
Let's be honest, right? So what they see and what they hear are the headlines. So for instance, I can't tell you how many people I've had reach out to me when the story hit about the audit, and they think that is the current school board, because people never get past a headline, right? We certainly have a communication. We have room for improvement when it comes to communication.
Sure.
And so that is a big thing. The community, it will take time to earn back trust. It will take years of being fiscally responsible. And that's really a really big target for me, is to make sure we continue that fiscal responsibility. And it comes down to, are we going to turn around and ask the community for more taxes? I mean, there's two schools of thought. I am landing on the no taxes. And truthfully, I think even if you ask, you're not going to get it, because right, that brand issue is happening in the
problem.
Community. Yeah. Right. Good luck getting the community to pass it.
And that's something your opponents are in favor of, right?
I very much assume, I constantly hear that rhetoric, we have to have an increase in tax, we have to have an increase in tax, so.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
My other one really comes down to as well is making sure our students are future ready, you know, making sure that whether they're preparing for university, military, the workplace, trade school, making sure they're ready to go.
You know, one of the issues we've talked about here on the show quite a bit is the bathroom and the locker room policy in the Francis Howell School District. But many of these districts are dealing with the same thing. Where do you land on that?
So right now, It's very interesting. As school boards are trying to tackle it, what's happening is you're beginning to get the state lawmakers involved. And that's where we're going to have to leave it. We're going to have to allow state lawmakers to really step in. Otherwise, what you're walking each of these school boards into, you've seen the court cases go down, spending's going to happen, lawsuits are going to happen. We really have to rely on the state legislators to set up some guidelines. And I think that's just where that discussion is going to have to stop until we get some really clear delineation on how we should move forward.
Right.
Again, back to fiscal responsibility, right? I think we all have an idea of what we think is common sense, but we have to have the support to back it up. Otherwise, we're spinning our wheels.
That's a good point. And Adam Schnelting, I believe, is talking about that bill in Jeff City. So hopefully that gets somewhere and gives you guys the really the legal protection as much as anything that you need, which I think is great. What about curriculum issues? Are there issues specifically that you're concerned about? I mean, for a lot of us, a couple years ago, COVID opened up our eyes to how things are going in the classroom. Are there issues in Francis Howell?
You know, I think Francis Howell having one of the top scores, we have the top scores as far as academics are concerned in St. Charles County. What I would say is my biggest issue, aside from supporting our teachers, again, you kind of alluded to the COVID situation, is making sure that our parents feel empowered and that they feel as though we are providing a very transparent experience. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what I have heard just in online social media fodder is people are really spun up about the voucher situation. Not that a school board can do anything about that.
Right.
And so I kind of made a video speaking to this to say what happened the last election is the people who are running were very, very clear on their stances. And then our community showed up. They voted knowing that those were the stances. And now those people are going to move forward and do what they said they were going to do. That's how it works. So as a school board member, now my priority would be making sure that our school district can compete, making sure that we are the best option out there. And that means providing that transparency for parents so that they can show up and say, okay, I want to see what the curriculum is. Mm-hmm. Show me the rigor. Show me the results. Show me your methods and show me how, you know, Francis Howell is doing the best job out there. That's where my focus is.
And that's the Most Scholars program that they enhanced, I'm assuming is what you're talking about.
No, I'm just talking about, in general, transparency for parents, depending upon how the landscape changes. And we very much think the landscape is probably going to change.
Right.
The mindset on the board needs to constantly be student success.
Yes.
I'm not going to spin my wheels and waste too much time writing letters to lawmakers who were voted in to do what they said they were going to do. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So my priority is where can I make a change? Where I can make a change is making sure that student success is a priority no matter what. So if student success is the priority, for me, that means making sure that we are ready to show parents our curriculum is rigorous. We are going to provide results. We are going to continue that high achieving scores, which we already have, but we can improve. I think being the number one choice is really where our focus should be.
Yep. Ashley Sturm, we appreciate that. While we were talking, some, like, I think 10 different donations came into your campaign, Ken is telling me over
here.
Oh,
cool.
So that's fantastic. Give the address again if people want to donate to what you're trying to do.
My personal online account is votesturm.com, my personal website.
S-T-U-R-M, votesturm.com, if you want to support what she's trying to do in Francis Howell.
Yeah.
And along with Randy Cook, you'll see both of their names on the sign. And we appreciate what the Francis Howell families does. Our friend Ken Gontars is in studio with us, too, the mover and shaker behind that. So thank you. You're welcome back. And we'll have you on again between now and election time. Not a surprise, because I'll put my voter guide out, but the your candidates that are running against you in this race are NEA endorsed. And if they're Missouri NEA endorsed, you know that's not the people you want to vote for, because they're trying to pack the school board. In my opinion, that's an automatic X.
No.
In my
opinion. And so. I know we're running up against a break, but I appreciate that Francis Howell Families really vets these candidates, because it really matters that we feel like the candidates who are running for those school board positions truly represent our conservative values. And it's so easy for people to run on something and then they're elected and, nope, we're going to flip-flop. So I appreciate that you feel secure knowing that these candidates have been carefully vetted.
Yeah. Ashley, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Great having you in. All right.
Appreciate it.
Quick break. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.